and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the week of January 18th for the Kearney County community. We are going to begin with the Lakin School District. They are going to be observing Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday the 18th, so there is no school. However, there's middle school basketball game at Leota at 4:30. And then there's a high school basketball High Plains League tournament at Syracuse. On Tuesday the 19th, the High Plains Basketball League continues again for the high school at Syracuse. Then on Thursday, the tournament is moved to Garden City Community College. Then on Friday the 22nd, you have high school wrestling at Cimarron starting at 3. The continuation of the high school basketball High Plains tournament in Garden City Community College. And on the 23rd, that Saturday, is again the continuation of the basketball High Plains League tournament. For the Deerfield School District, we have on Monday, middle school boys basketball versus Holcomb at 4:30 p.m. On the 19th, we have high school basketball versus Yarborough. That's going to be at 6 p.m. For the Kearney County Senior Center for the week of the 18th, at 10, there's PATH exercises. At 11:30, there's Golden Agers. On Tuesday the 19th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10, Garden City shopping at 11, and at 1:30, bingo. On Wednesday the 20th, we have coffee again at 8, 10 for PATH exercise, 10:45, Bible study. At noon, they have the meal site. And the meal for that day is going to be pot roast, potatoes, carrots, bread, and a cookie. Then on Thursday the 21st, they have coffee at 8 again. 10, there will be yoga. 1:30, a craft. And at 5, there will be a dinner on the town at the Rib Crib. On Friday the 22nd, 8 o'clock, will be coffee again. 10, PATH exercise. Then at 11, there will be a nutrition knowledge, and it will be covering beans. The Senior Center is starting a new program called Super Fridays. This is a new food program that each Friday during the cold months, the center will be preparing soup and fresh bread to sell to the public. Each week, the first three seniors to sign up to help cook will get their meal to take home for free. Soup will go on sale at 3 p.m. to anyone who wants to come in and grab a simple and delicious meal to take home for supper that night or maybe over the weekend. This program will start on a donation and will fund itself through all future soup sales. Soup will be sold in large or small containers along with a slice of homemade bread. The soups will be different each Friday, so we will learn several different recipes that also feature a good nutritional profile. Be sure to visit the sign-up table and reserve your spot today to have a little fun in the kitchen, make some soup for your community, and take home a delicious meal. I also want to remind everybody that the Kearney County Fire Department offers free installation of smoke alarms to Kearney County residents. All you have to do is fill out a short application, and Jim Bauer, the zoning administrator, will come out and install smoke detectors in your home. There are no fees for this. It is a service provided by the county commissioners and the fire department and building inspection offices. There is no inspection of any kind. This is simply a free installation program. Call or stop by the office to pick up an application. And the number for the Senior Center is 355-6482. Activities for the Lakin Recreation Commission. On Monday, we begin the week with Insanity at 5:30 a.m., Pio at 6 p.m., and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. On the 19th, you have Pio Live at 5:30 a.m., Insanity at 5:30 p.m., and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. Wednesday the 20th, Insanity at 5:30 a.m., Sewing at 1, Men's Basketball at 7 p.m. On Thursday the 21st, you have Pio Live at 5:30 a.m., Insanity at 5:30 p.m., and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. On Friday the 22nd, there is Sanity at 5:30 a.m. and Bridge at 1. Then on Saturday the 23rd, 3rd and 6th grade basketball games will be at Southwestern Heights starting at 9 a.m. If you have any questions about any of the programs, please contact the Lakin Recreation Commission at 355-7039. The Kearney County Hospital is offering a childbirth education class. There will be two sessions that begin at 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. One will be on January 18th, which is the Monday, and then Tuesday on the 19th. So you can sign up for one of those two evenings. The topics include anatomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, a tour of the birth center, after delivery care, and pain relief options in labor. If you are interested and wish to register, contact Becky Chappell, the RN, at 355-7112 at extension 1521. And again, those class dates will be one on January 18th and then another one on January 19th. So be sure to call if you're interested in attending one of those two times. The City of Deerfield wants to remind everybody within the community that all dogs that are 6 months of age or older need to be registered at the City Hall in Deerfield prior to March 1st. A $2 fee for spayed and neutered dogs and a $3 fee for dogs not spayed or neutered. Dog tags are available with current proof of rabies vaccination. No person or household will harbor more than 3 dogs. And a $10 penalty will be added on March 1st. So if you want to get the cheaper price, be sure to go to the Deerfield City Hall prior to March 1st. The Lake and Cub Scout Pack 35 wants to announce their annual chili supper and cake auction. It will be Saturday, January 23rd. Serving begins at 5:30 p.m. and then the cake auction will begin at 6 p.m. The location for the meal and auction will be at the Kearney County Fairgrounds. If you need to get a hold of one of the scouts or the troop leader, his name is Danny Woolhoff. His number is 640-5542. The tickets are for sale for $5. Children under 4 years of age will eat for free. And tickets will be available at the door. So if you want to get your ticket prior and you haven't seen a Cub Scout, contact Danny at, again, 640-5542. If not, they'll be glad and have tickets available for you at the doors, and they'd be glad to have you out there supporting the local scouts. The Kearney County Chamber of Commerce is having a brainstorming meeting on January 22nd. That'll be at the Kearney County Library in Lakin. It'll begin at 12 noon. They are wanting to hear ideas regarding community events, celebrations, chamber business being spotlighted, and anything that can be thought of. So if you want to attend, be sure to mark that on your calendar for January 22nd at noon at the Kearney County Library in Lakin. The Farm Services Agency wants to let everybody know that William Schuchnicker, the Farm Loan Manager for Farm Service Agency in Yucatan, has set the dates for meeting with customers on January 21st. He will be at the USDA Service Center from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can contact the Yucatan office at 544-2261 extension 1205 to schedule a meeting for that morning. So if you have any questions that you want to talk to Will about, be sure to stop by on January 21st and visit with him. The Conservation Celebration 67th Annual Meeting and Free Dinner was going to be held January 25th at 6 p.m. at the Kearney County Fair Building. The dinner is being catered by the Diamond W Bar Barbecue. The evening entertainment is going to be a presentation given by Kenny Wechter from the Kearney County Historical Society. If you are interested in attending, you need to RSVP by calling the Kearney County Conservation District office no later than January 22nd, and their phone number is 355-7511, and ask for Stacy Hahn. Karen Canals, the Navigator Program Coordinator of the Finney County Health Coalition, has set a meeting date for Tuesday, January 19th, at the Kearney County Library from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for anyone interested in needing help for enrolling in health insurance. Items that you will need to bring with you during this meeting will be an active email address and password. And for everybody in the household, you will need their birth dates, social security numbers, income information with W-2, a 2014 tax return, pay stubs, self-employment records, things of that nature, immigration documents, and any information about employer-offered health insurance. So if anybody's interested in that, you can contact Karen at 275-3047 or 521-9826, and she can set up a time for you to meet during that time or at least get more information from her as well. The Kearney County Commissioners meeting will be January 18th at the Kearney County Courthouse at 8, so anybody interested, be sure to swing by the Kearney County Courthouse. Other activities for the week of the 18th for Kearney County in Deerfield, on that Monday, there will be a fire meeting at 7. On Tuesday, the 19th, the Lakin Grade School second grade will have a dairy lesson at 2:30 with Cheryl Carson. Masonic Lodge will meet at 7:30, and the Lakin AA meeting will be at 8. On Wednesday, the 20th, TOPS will be meeting at the Memorial Building at 6 to 8 for weigh-in, and the meeting will begin at 8. Also, the Lakin Grade School second grade dairy lesson will continue at 2:30 with Cheryl Carson. In Deerfield, the FCCLA elections will be at South Gray. On Thursday, the 21st, at the Kearney County Health Department, immunizations will begin at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then there will be a short break for lunch. Then at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., they will be back in the office to continue with immunizations. Also on the 21st, there will be continuation of the Lakin Grade School second grade dairy lesson with Cheryl Carson. Fire meeting at 6:30. Lakin Gun Club at 7, Eastern Star at 7:30, and AA meeting at 8. On Saturday the 23rd, the Southwest 4-H Youth Leadership Forum will be at Dodge City, as well as the Southwest 4-H Volunteer Leader Forum will also be at Dodge City. The museum also wants to remind everybody that Tuesday through Friday, the museum is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you want to visit our Kearney County Museum, be sure to stop by for the visiting hours. If you have any events upcoming and want to get them posted and listed on this program, be sure to contact Richard at the Kearney County Library. The phone number here is at 355-6674, and we will get it listed for you. That's going to do it for us this week. We appreciate everybody listening. We hope everybody enjoys a safe and fun week with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.